Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, May 30th. Happy Saturday. I hope you're having a wonderful day, and thank you for joining me as we read God's Word together. We're continuing on in the book of Genesis. Today we're in Genesis chapter 32, verses 1 through 12. Yesterday, we read a little bit about Jacob fleeing from Laban. If we had continued on in reading through that chapter, we would have come to a point where Laban goes his way and Jacob heads back towards his home. The title in the New International Version says, Jacob prepares to meet Esau. Jacob also went on his way, and the angels of God met him. When Jacob saw them, he said, "This is the camp of God." So he named that place Mahanaim. Jacob sent messengers ahead of him to his brother Esau in the land of Seir, the country of Edom. He instructed them, "This is what you are to say to my lord Esau. Your servant Jacob says, 'I have been staying with Laban and have remained there till now. I have cattle and donkeys, sheep and goats, male and female servants. Now I'm sending this message to my lord that I may find favor in your eyes.'" When the messengers returned to Jacob, they said, "We went to your brother Esau, and now he is coming to meet you, and 400 men are with him." In great fear and distress, Jacob divided the people who were with him into two groups, and the flocks and herds and camels as well. He thought, "If Esau comes and attacks one group, the group that is left may escape." Then Jacob prayed, "O God of my father Abraham, God of my father Isaac, Lord, you who said to me, 'Go back to your country and your relatives, and I will make you prosper.' I am unworthy of all the kindness and faithfulness you have shown your servant. I had only my staff when I crossed this Jordan, but now I have become two camps. Save me, I pray, from the hand of my brother Esau, for I am afraid he will come and attack me, and also the mothers with their children. But you have said, 'I will surely make you prosper and will make your descendants like the sand of the sea, which cannot be counted.'" We will finish this story, not tomorrow because we'll read the sermon passage, but on Monday. A couple of things that stuck out to me today were Jacob's prayer and the feeling of fear and faith being mingled. So Jacob is nervous because Esau is coming with 400 men and he does not know Esau's intentions. Is he bringing the 400 men because he wants a fight? Well, we'll have to read the rest of the story to figure that out. Jacob's prayer is the other point that stuck out to me. It is an honest prayer and finally maybe a humble prayer. Jacob's used to conniving his way, swindling his way, deceiving his way into what he wants. And here he is desperate. He reminds himself of who God is. "You're my God. You're the God of my ancestors." And then he recognizes something that I think is good for each of us to recognize. "Lord, I am not worthy of the blessings that you bestow on me." After acknowledging with humility his lack of any kind of part in the blessings that he has received, he then goes on to admit his fear to the Lord and to ask for help. Let me reread for us verses 10 and 11 in the Amplified Bible. "I am unworthy of all the loving kindness and compassion and of all the faithfulness which you have shown to your servant. With only my staff, long ago I crossed over this Jordan, and now I have become blessed and increased into these two groups of people. Save me, please, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, that he will come and attack me and the mothers with the children. And you, Lord, said, I will certainly make you prosper and make your descendants as numerous as the sand of the sea, which is too great to be counted. Jacob ends his prayer mindful of the promise of God. What promises of God can we cling to today? Moving on into the Psalms, we're in a very familiar psalm today, Psalm 139. I'm not going to read the entire psalm, but much of it, as it is a very beautiful psalm that reminds us of the Lord's watch care upon us. This psalm begins and ends by reminding us that the Lord has searched us and He knows us. Verses 23 and 24 are a great passage to memorize, especially as it relates to prayers of confession. Lord, we want you to test us and know our anxious thoughts and help us and change us. Starting in verse 1. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. I just want to stop here for a minute and recognize the fact that God knows us better than we know ourselves. This next section talks about true spirituality. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there, your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. Just want to pause there and be mindful of the fact that Jesus is the light of the world, a light that darkness cannot overcome. This next section talks about how we are fearfully and wonderfully made in our mother's wombs, and that God was there forming us. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Before we move on, just sit with me for a minute and think about the blessedness of the Lord knowing all of our days before one is written in His book. Let's move on forward to Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24. And would you make this a prayer with me? Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. We are reminded today that the Lord is the one who blesses, that none of us is worthy of His kindness and His faithfulness. He has created us in our mother's womb. We cannot hide from Him, and that is a good thing. He knows when we sit and when we rise. And He also knows the number of our days. Oh Lord, we thank You for these reminders of how great and majestic and wonderful You are as our Creator. In the words attributed to Thomas Cranmer in the Book of Common Prayer, we pray, Almighty God, to You all hearts are open, all desires known, and from You no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of Your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love You and worthily magnify Your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.